One of the questions out of the gate, Commissioner, is the state of the economy and some, I guess the governor making some statements about this recently. Fill us in here as far as kind of where things are at and the outlook as of the latest information.
The governor made the announcement the other day, and the second time he said it, that if he laid off the entire state workforce, he wouldn't make budget. And we have a huge deficit we're faced with. It. The legislature's got some very tough questions to answer on taxation and some different things like that. This county pays $75 million into the state every year, but those numbers are dropping drastically. Not only here, this is the whole total fight of what coal is, but natural gas is way down in this whole area too. And here, so as a county, we are headed in the direction of probably taking unfunded mandates from the state. It will affect us what we do. We've already had to hold off on the taxes to the mine and let them defer for 6 months, basically on $4 million, which is operating out of our reserves. And these are big issues that are going to be facing coming towards taxpayers in this county is what happens when all this big thing rolls downhill and comes to us, which it already is to a certain extent. And so there's this $9.1 billion reserve in the Mineral Trust Fund. We have got to figure out how to make legislation so we can access that and use that as a rain in the rainy day. We're in a rainy day situation, and I hope the taxpayers can understand just what that means to us here as a county. We have got to figure out how, and we've got to stay a seat at the table in this discussion because of who we are and what we are on this side of the state. Like I said, we got a $9.1 billion reserve. We can't touch it under the Constitution the way it was designed, which had great thought when they did it. But it's time to be using that to get us through these hard times. So we need to get an oil and gas industry back. This completely flat right now. And the coal pending thing with number one and number two units is very important to us in the long-term future. But we're already 3.7 million down on that. We are going to, the governor's latest statement to the legislature is they were going to have to figure out which services to cut. And that means they will then in turn pass those down in what we call unfunded mandates. And we've been incurring those for the last 2-3 years. That can go from everything. This is how do we keep stuff that we have to fund? Law enforcement's no problem. We're doing that. And we've been doing that. We are finishing our jail down there trying to generate revenue from prisoners instead of shipping them out of state. Us making money off of that instead of sending that money to Louisiana and Texas. And so those are ways we're trying to do it, but the people need to realize that tough times are coming. The governor said they're going to take another 10%. That's mostly likely going to be salaries of employees. We got counties around us that are cutting staff, laying off people. The worst of the times of money are still yet to come.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us. Commissioner, one thing you alluded to there was the agreement with the county and the coal mine, Kemmer Operations, to delay the tax payments back to the county. Give us more details on that. And, amidst the economic times, of course, you have to do that to keep those people employed there at the mine. But how long does that go on? Because eventually, as you just mentioned, the economic outlook, you got to see that money come back in. So give us more details on that agreement.
The agreement was very simply this. They were having trouble making payroll with the downturn of the loss of money in COVID through the coal sales to the Latrona Patch. And that is a total of $4 million. And so what we did in the agreement, it said we would put off the payments and let them start making payments 6 months instead of under the other state agreements that we fought for last year said, we jump from monthly payments to paying instead of a long time out. And that is better for us because we get to see on paper what it's going to be like. In short, this is like any taxes. Well, for example, county taxpayers can make theirs now in two payments, okay, instead of one like it used to be a long time ago. The mine, we just jumped them in this agreement saying, okay, you're not going to make your first payment for 6 months. Why did we give them something else differently? And this is not giving them taxes back or letting them tax free. This is saying, get through this 6 months, keep the payroll going so we don't lose the $9 million total that they pay in taxes. We delayed that 6 months so that they could start making their payments 6 months from now. In other words, in January is what this means. They will start paying what is known as back taxes then. The key to this whole discussion is, what does that look like in June of next year? because then everybody's got to start making their taxes full and the whole thing's got to do. You're kicking the can down the road, kind of like the legislature has done with education funding and stuff. But we didn't have a choice. It's either keep the mine door open, keep them paying taxes, keep people employed, and let work with them in order to do it. And you've got to law at the mine for being able to come to us instead of just dropping into bankruptcy again and being at the mercy of a Texas judge, which was the last time. So these are complicated issues. With the solution, we'll have to just see how it works out over time. That's all there is to it, because we need our regular economy back up, and the coal industry needs to go down in Sweetwater County because we supply them coal. And that's where we make taxes off of. There are those coal sales aside from the power plant. It's just not the power plant. There's other things in mind here. And so keeping people employed, take care of our people first. That's why we made the decision.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us this morning. Commissioner, as you mentioned, it's not just the coal, it's the natural gas and the oil and the prices in the market where everything is at. You also brought up education funding, and of course, our two school districts do get a lot of funding from natural resources within the county. And so where does, I guess, how much of an impact is this going to have in the coming years? I mean, what's the kind of the bottom line that the commission's looking at right now as far as changes that may be coming?
That whole total package of money, like the governor's projection, is called the CREG, which is a report that forecasts, but it's just a forecast. And so we have to basically bank off of a forecast on what's going to happen. That CREG does not look good right now. And so school districts, it doesn't matter who you are. Anybody that's receiving money from the Wyoming State Legislature is going to be looked at hard for cuts. And those cuts, how they affect us, and how we have done very well in putting this off and trying to make it through this thing. We haven't laid anybody off. We haven't done these things. Staying away from those things with this, what's coming up, will be a major hurdle for us. We're using our reserves. That as politicians, you never want to have to budget off your reserves. But it's just what I mentioned on what we believe is the state's rainy day fund. We're going into our rainy day fund. We're trying to keep everybody whole and keep our services whole here by using the rainy day fund. And school districts are going to get hit hard in this sooner or later. There's that basic premise. The whole turnip, if you will, is getting cut in half here in the state. And you can only get so much blood from a turnip. And that means schools, that means everything. Well, in the assessed evaluation of this county will go down, which means every district and everything else will receive less money. And so in the funding for cities, towns, and counties, people need to understand that we compete with cities for our funding, the county. That's just how it's set. Cities, towns, and counties receive from the legislature. We've got to go out and fight for that and try to maintain it so that we have that to be able to maintain the services for everything from how cities plow to how we plow, to how we provide public health, how we provide law enforcement and all those things in there. And there's the governor, like I said, the governor's statement to the legislature. You've got to decide which services we cut. That was a statement in a press conference the other day, and that will trickle downhill. And so we'll be taking a hard look at it. And the commissioners in the future are going to have to do the same thing. It's like, what don't we have for funding coming up? This is a two-year cycle to come out of it. And one thing people need to understand on taxation in Wyoming, you don't see the effects of taxes for a year until after they're paid. In other words, this is going to get worse a year from now because of how that taxation system works.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley this morning. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time, and we appreciate the update as always.
Yeah. Have a good day. It's 11 below here this morning, and I don't think you guys are doing any better. So everybody warm up and have a nice day.
That's the hope, right? That's the hope. Thanks so much, Kent.